This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Kansas bill, the Unborn Child Protection from Dismemberment Abortion Act, is being called a groundbreaking new form of abortion restriction, which will not only restrict late-term abortions, but also force abortion-friendly legislators to associate themselves with some uncomfortable rhetoric. An editorial at Life News brings up the question why a 17-year-old Connecticut teen may not be allowed to refuse conventional cancer treatments, while 13-year-olds are considered mature enough to choose termination of a child in abortion, along with all its ensuing hormone imbalances. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. Just as the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals prepared to hear two cases from Arkansas and North Dakota about restricting abortions based on when a baby's heartbeat is detected, an interesting pop country western song was released by Kelly Clarkson. She called it Heartbeat Song, and it's set to the heartbeat of her baby in the womb. Pro-life advocates are asking for prayer in support of the innovative laws and expect to hear back in a matter of months. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.